Monchette, Albina newspaper. News of the day with Marcel Kandil. Trump begins his term today with an attempt to claim the Gaza Agreement. But what about Iran? Gaza triumphed with its people in resistance, defeating the plans of displacement and occupation. Bearing arms had the last word. Hamas demonstrates its might across Gaza with thousands of armed fighters as the entity grows gloomy and confused, the political editor wrote. Thousands of Al-Qassam fighters emerged in Gaza, surrounded by tens of thousands of citizens, marking the declaration of victory after a war lasting nearly 16 months. The handover of Israeli female captives to the Red Cross became a celebratory symbol of Palestinian triumph, leaving the occupying entity grappling with a pressing question. What was our army doing for over a year if Hamas still retained such strength and could mobilize it with such precision in hours? Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is set to enter the White House today, raising more questions than answers. His threats of hellfire against Hamas accompanied the negotiations leading to the agreement that ended the war on Gaza. The demand to resolve the prisoner issue before Trump's inauguration has become a narrative crediting him with brokering the agreement amidst reports of threats he allegedly directed at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump's ambiguous stance is not confined to Gaza. His approach to Iran is equally unclear. Some claim he is preparing for escalation against Tehran, while others argue he's gearing up to finalize a nuclear agreement with it. The overlap between the Gaza agreement and Trump's inauguration is more than just coincidental timing. The region is entering a new phase following Gaza's victory, which capped a fierce war waged by regional powers against the occupying entity and its American backers. As the first 100 days of Trump's presidency unfold and reveal the details of his new tools and policies, the Gaza agreement inches forward under precarious circumstances. The occupying entity, meanwhile, is engulfed in gloom and confusion, with internal divisions threatening to ignite clashes within its own ranks. This unrest may tempt extremist settlers to provoke a conflict with Palestinians in the West Bank as an alternative to internal discord. Analysts widely agree that the West Bank will serve as the stage where the nature of the upcoming changes become evident, especially since many of the freed prisoners from Israeli jails bring with them invaluable organizational experience and a history of resistance that bolsters the resistance structures.